أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله وارجوا اليوم الآخر ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. فكذبوه فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. وعادا وثمود وقد تبين لكم من مساكنهم وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين. وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات فاستكبروا في الأرض وما كانوا سابقين. فكلا أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the angels going towards the Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, and then the subsequent destruction of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. Similarly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here in these ayat very briefly mention these communities and people to whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. These Nabis went to their people, invited them towards Allah, reminded them about their commitment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They committed kufr, they disbelieved, they disobeyed, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Now here it is very brief. In other surahs of the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-A'raf, etc., Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes into extensive detail. Here Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعِيبًا, and we sent to Madian their brother Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, he said to his people, O my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَارْجُوا الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and have hope of the day of Qiyamah. In other words, look forward to this day of Qiyamah, prepare for it, be quite aware of it, and realize that it is a reality that is going to come. وَلَا تَعْثُوا فِي الْأَوْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not create destruction, corruption on the surface of the earth. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, then they disbelieved in him, they refuted him, they denied his message, and then subsequent to that, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ, a rajfa, an earthquake got hold of them. In other words, they were destroyed with the earthquake and other signs like the great screeching sound that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent upon them. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ, and as mighty as they may have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they had fallen upside down on their faces in their very own homes, those homes that they were very proud about, their dwellings, their societies, their community, everything had come to a total standstill. Similarly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَعَادًا, and we destroyed the people of Aad. وَثَمُود, we destroyed the people of Thamud. وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ, and the reality was very clear to you with regards to their dwellings, to their homes and their habitations. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed by, he had seen the realities of all this. The Arabs had passed by, they had seen the realities of all this. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, one aspect that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses here, one of the reasons why man denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in our case, we have not denied Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we become laxed in our ibadat. We do not look forward towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We deviate and we go astray from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One of the reasons is, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, and shaitan had adorned and decorated for them their actions. That the wrong that we do sometimes, shaitan makes it seem to us that it is the right thing that we are doing. We violate the commandments of Allah, we go against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we ourselves will ask, what is wrong in it? What wrong are we doing? Why can't we do such things? And we know in our hearts and in our minds that these are not the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why time and time again in the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded us to seek Allah's refuge from shaitan and to go on the path of Allah rabbul izzat. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, and the second aspect is this, The shaitan stops man from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people were intelligent people. They were people that had the acumen. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given every individual that comprehension. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every individual the capability and the ability to see, to look at, and to see and differentiate right from wrong. So وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. They were intelligent people. If they had applied their minds, they would have realized and known that they were on the path of shaitan, against the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرَعُونَ وَهَامَانَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we destroyed Qarun. Qarun's story had come earlier in Surah Al-Qasas also. وَفِرَعُون. And we destroyed Firaun. وَهَامَان. Haman was the minister of Firaun. We destroyed all of them. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam had come to them with the clear signs, with the clear miracles that Allah had sent him, the clear verses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him with. Fastakbaru fil ard. Their reality was something else, that they were arrogant on the land. Wama kanu sabiqin. And they were not one that would supersede us. They were not one that would go ahead of us, and they would not tire us out. In other words, they will never escape from whatever we had set out to do. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in this ayah, very, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different forms of destructions. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ. All these nations we had taken to task because of their sin. In other words, it wasn't because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to do this. It wasn't because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to punish them. But Allah had sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to them, but they continued in their deviation, they continued in their kufr, they continued opposing the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of that, we had taken them to task and seized them. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from amongst them were those people to whom we had sent this torrential or this terrible wind that had come upon them, like the people of Aad, that Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wassalam was sent, and as mighty as a community they were, this wind was so forceful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent upon them, that the people began to fly from one side to the other, the heads began to hit the mountains, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ السَّيْحَةَ. And then there were those to whom we had sent the sayha, the screeching sound, and the screeching sound had taken them and destroyed them completely. And this was partially the people of Madian and also the people of Thamud, to whom Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam was sent, to Madian Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam was sent. And in this way, just a screeching sound, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. From amongst them there were those whom we had sunk into the ground, like the story of Qarun that we had heard in Surah Al-Qasas. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And from amongst them there were those that we had drowned. Firaun was drowned, Haman was drowned, the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was drowned. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed those nations. And in conclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to make zulm and oppress them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And this is the general tendency of man, that they themselves oppress themselves by doing wrong, by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the consequences of their deeds and their actions. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.